From the Gospel according to John, chapter 17, the verses 20 through 23. I'm praying not only for them, but also for those who will believe in me because of them and their witness about me. The goal is for all of them to become one heart and mind. Just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, so they might be one heart and mind with us. Then the world might believe that you, in fact, sent me. The same glory you gave me, I gave them, so they will be as unified and together as we are. I in them, and you in me. Then they will mature in this oneness and give the godless world evidence that you have sent me and loved them in the same way you've loved me. May the scripture reading of this morning speak to all of us and reveal to you and me a God that loves us deeply with a love that will never let us go. A favorite American pastime is the habit of eating out. When we receive an invitation, I always try to tell my wife, and sometimes she tells me, what's the use of the diet after all? But that's one thing we have to learn. When you come to America, you better be ready to eat out. Now, we all understand that, and we know that it's mostly to the detriment of our waistlines. But you know, there's another interesting fact. Amongst the biggest sellers in bookstores are cookbooks and diet books. Now, sad but true fact is that the cookbooks tell you how to prepare food to make it real, attractive, and delicious, while the diet books teach you how to avoid eating it. Well, that's America. Still, we read them both. Now, celebrating the table of the Lord is also a form of eating out. Is it not? It's a totally different kind of eating out. This we do mindful of the fact that God's people everywhere across the world gather around communion tables to eat and drink together. Why? As a sign of what binds us together as Christians here and everywhere. In a different and special way, eating and drinking is intimately connected and a central focus point to celebrate our personal faith, our faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. There is something so unique and so special about the Lord's table. When gathered for communion, we get involved in a sure, in a definite way that words alone can never accomplish. Remember that Jesus said to those who followed him, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. See, that brings the next question. Now, how possibly can Jesus be bread for our lives? Well, for one thing, there is an obvious connection in Scripture with the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. Jesus invites all of us to come to his table, not ours, which is a feast with room for all of us, for you, for you, for you, for you. Not a single, not even one exception this morning. And somehow, what united all of us, for me for the past 12 years to this church, is what happened once a month in this beautiful sanctuary as we approached the Lord's table, reminding us that this is the central to our testimony to the world. Because the Lord's table is indeed a place with room for all. Just want to take you away for a moment into British history, to what happened at the funeral of Admiral Horatio Nelson. A group of his sailors carried his body high into the cathedral, and they draped his casket in a magnificent Union Jack. And finally, with reverence, they lowered the body of the great admiral into its tomb. And soon as they were dismissed, they seized the Union Jack with which the coffin had been covered and tore it into fragments, and each took his souvenir of the illustrious dead. And we can imagine that for the rest of their lives, that little piece of colored cloth would speak to them of the admiral they had loved, saying, "I've got a piece of him, and I'll never forget him." In a sense, when we leave here this morning, each of us will take with us the same experience, because once again, this morning, we are eating and we are drinking to God's glory. We reach out in faith and in our spirit, we touch the face of God in and through Jesus Christ, our beloved Savior and Lord. The strength and power of living in communion with Jesus Christ goes even much deeper than that. It's our faith that gathers us from all over and makes us one. That's why we come. That's why we're here this morning. That's why we come without any differences with others in our hearts, knowing that the one uniting factor in the Church of Jesus Christ is the privilege and joy to participate in the table of the Lord. It allows us to reach out, to touch, to celebrate God's presence in our lives. A most beautiful illustration about the significance and power of Christian communion I personally found not in religious documents or books, but I found it in a movie. I found it in the conclusion of the powerful film Places in the Heart. Many of you will still remember it. It was set in the Deep South during the Depression, telling about the death of a father of three small children, a young African-American who accidentally shot the father and was lynched for it, and the widow of the young father is now in the process of losing her home through foreclosure, and valiantly she struggles to keep her home and the crop of cotton on which everything, their very lives, depended. Some of you know the story. A drifter, an unemployed man named Moses, helps her harvest her cotton and salvage her farm. And eventually thou, the clan, runs Moses out of town. Wow. Awful, miserable story. All the hardships possible in one. But then finally the story concludes powerfully with scenes illustrating how things could have ended in case greed, self-pride, corruption, prejudice, racism played no role. If those things played no role, life would be different this very day. And that's the history also of our country here. We've been through that. It's not always a beautiful history. There are times that we're proud of and times that still bring shame to us. But see how this story finally concluded. And it's also for me personally, very personal. It's for me the expression of hope, a dream, an expectation. Possibly the last time that I have the great honor and privilege of serving communion. Then I remember the illustration of how things could have been if none of these things that we described in the movie took place. Because there's a closing scene. We see the local congregation in worship. When we look twice, cannot be, because wherein all the murdered and already dead people appear, they're all there in church, while sharing communion in a local Depression era church. If you look at them, can that be? See who's sitting beside who? Remember the history? But this time, things are different. They are celebrating as brothers and sisters in Christ. And while the people receive the bread and the cup, it becomes clear this is no ordinary congregation. Lo and behold, see, there is the widow and there is Moses who was driven out of town. The widow's deceased husband, oh yes, he's there, as well as the lynched young man who shot him. See, they're sitting shoulder by shoulder. Also, the banker who was about to foreclose on the mortgage, and the cotton gin operator, yeah, they're also there. Members of the clan are sitting shoulder by shoulder with African-American tenant farmers. Yes, they're all there. The couple whose marriage failed is there, see. They're together once again. They are now reconciled. And as they reach for the bread and wine, it is clear that all of them are at peace with one another. And suddenly, no more mystery. The message is now as clear as crystal. Here at the table of the Lord is the one place, maybe the only place, where there is total acceptance for all. This is a place for forgiveness and healing. None of the awful events would have happened if they only knew the peace that only Christ can give. The table of the Lord is the one place where there is room for all. This is the one place where there is living food. Here is the one place where renewal and resurrection from sin, division and strife takes place. It is here where we become real and sincere family. Here, nowhere else. It's here where we can reach out and touch one another. Could that be the key reason why the Lord's table always moves us so sincerely, touch us so deeply? Ah, see then, let's go right to the heart of our faith. Our Lord and our Savior is the only true bread of life. He touches and satisfies our deepest needs. He invites us once again, even this very moment, to reach out and touch one another in the spirit of God's forgiving love. There is no other time that we come closer to touching God through Christ than when we eat and when we drink from the cup. So once again, yeah, the invitation is there. Come to the table. People of God, people of Cocoa Beach Community Church, visitors, people from far and near, there's no hindrance. Come to the table. But when you come, come with your heart. Come with everything you've got to give. And then you will receive without measure.